Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series, examining what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee, a VAR, from six different angles. If you've just jumped in, then remember you can catch up from week one on this podcast feed so you don't miss a single angle of this greatest event in history. Now, let's get going with the second VAR of the cross of Christ. Unlike the other high priests, Jesus does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. Hebrews 7, verse 27. Think rugby, pouring rain, a wet, muddy playing field, and a team starting the match in a lovely, clean kit. Within 15 minutes of the kickoff, the forwards are all dirty, their kit is soaked and covered in mud. The backs may be a bit less filthy, but it won't take long for all 15 players who started in shiny, clean kit to be a collective of brown-clothed players. The Bible explains that though God made human beings clean, all have become dirty in God's eyes. And the only way to regain cleanliness before God is for God himself to provide a sacrifice to cleanse us. Sinners are unclean and need a sacrifice. In the Old Testament, animals were sacrificed in the temple so that God could view his people as clean. The New Testament explains how this centuries-long annual sacrificial event was fulfilled once for all by Jesus' sacrifice at the cross. God's Son sacrificed himself for humanity. The Apostle Paul puts it this way: God presented him, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. So here's our second VAR on the cross of Christ. Jesus is the remedy for universal human guilt. The substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ at the cross overcomes human sin and averts God's wrath. Because of Calvary, God can look on us without displeasure, and we can look on God without fear. Pray for yourself. Lord, please help me to live without fear of your wrath against my sin, and to enjoy your pleasure in my holiness in Christ. Thank you that Jesus' sacrifice in my place on the cross has made this possible. Amen. Pray for your friends. Lord, please open a door for your message of sacrifice at my club or team, so that teammates can know they may be clean before God today. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.